Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
But before we do anything, we got to say what's up to our peeps in L.A. Heidi, Frank, and Chewy, what's happening there?
What's happening?
Yes. Now, Headcrack and Portia are ringing in the new year early, but have no fear. From divorce court, Judge Lynn Tola is here to keep us all in line.
Full-time job.
Yeah. And you know her from Sister Circle and Married to Medicine. It's our very own Quadwell.
Thank you, everybody.
Now, today we continue our trip down memory lane through the decade that's ending tonight, and we're looking back at the year of 2016. Ooh. The biggest feuds, the best smash alerts, and Judge Lynn Toler is going to preside over our session of Dish Court. But first, Frank, what you got?
Well, since Judge Lynn is here, we're going to start off big. And I'm talking about the biggest breakups of 2016. Well, the biggest breakup, do you remember who it was?
2016.
3 years ago.
I'll just tell you.
All right.
Okay. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
That was 3 years ago.
Huge.
Well, they met on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and if you ever saw that movie, you could see the chemistry 100%. That they had on screen.
Amen. Insane.
He was married at the time to Jennifer Aniston, but they ended up getting divorced, and then Brad and Angelina were able to actually come out in public with their relationship, and Brangelina was born.
Ooh. Yes, it was.
Brangelina was born, and then a lot of children were born after that too.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had about 6 kids and many years together. Then Brad and Angelina got hitched in 2014.
Their kids wanted them too.
Yeah.
And then only after 2 years of marriage, they called it quits. So is it the marriage that ruined it?
Or the 6 children?
I actually think they stayed engaged for far too long.
This is what I would like to see is Celebrity Divorce Court with Judge Lynn Toler, where basically we bring in couples that had broken up and divorced in the past, celebrity couples, and then they basically hash it out again for all of us to see like what actually happened.
I would have a good time. Me I don't too. Know if anybody would come on, but I would enjoy it.
All right, well, Brad and Angelina weren't the only big breakup of the year, you guys. Lady Gaga and her fiancé, actor Taylor Kinney, met on a set of a music video and were engaged in 2015, but split up in 2016 after being together for 5 years, y'all.
I didn't realize
Do you know Taylor Kinney? I didn't know him.
I've met Taylor Kinney. He's a good dude, man.
Yeah. Really?
I interviewed the guy. He's a great, great guy, and I could see how these two were...
Did you dump him for Bradley Cooper?
That was a different guy.
After Taylor.
But I legit thought that Taylor and Lady Gaga were going to make it and be happily ever after. Yeah. I thought that
because he's an actor, kind of low key guy. Because she's Lady Gaga. She's all this kind of extreme stuff. He was just more like low key, laid back.
Right.
And thought, okay, that's like a good mix.
Yeah, he was chill. He's chill as hell. And another breakup, of course, was Demi Lovato and Wilmer Valderrama that year. The singer and the star of the '70s show got together in 2010, and she was only 18 when they hooked up, and he was 30 years old, y'all. Yeah, is that bad? They're on and off for about 6 years. Yeah,
12 years.
I'm clapping out for that. But they split up in 2016. Mm-hmm. Is that bad, y'all? He's 30, she's 18.
See, that's why they broke up. A 30-year-old and an 18-year-old. That's fun for a minute until you're like.
Do I saw Demi and Will, a lot of parties. I saw them together, and they really loved each other, y'all.
Couple.
They were a cute couple, and I wish they would get back together.
Maybe in the new year they will. All right, well, there were a couple of big feuds in 2016. I'm going to look at two. I think the biggest one, one of the biggest ones off the top, Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan. Now, keep in mind, they were doing the morning show live with Kelly and Michael, doing the show, having a great time, and all of a sudden, Michael's like, I'm leaving and going to Good Morning America.
Got another gig.
What?
I'm out.
Might might have wanted to mention that since we do a show together.
Well, not anymore. Correct. Once again, that's business.
No, it's not.
It's not personal. Right. He got an opportunity.
Business, tell me.
No, but looking back now, Michael Strahan won because of what he's doing right now with all his success.
Come on, he did it wrong.
Like, Heidi, what would you do if Frank were to leave tomorrow?
Besides
rejoice.
She turned into Rip Taylor.
She's dancing. There's confetti everywhere.
No, but seriously, I mean, I think we've been together 20 years. If you're like, I just find out, you know, Frank's leaving. It's like, no, I didn't know that. Yeah, they're bringing a different person in. So that's cool, right? You're like, that's a big I mean, it's a big
But what if I didn't know I was going to get it? Maybe they were looking at multiple people, and
but
I thought,
hey,
I'm just
going to
put my, hat in the ring.
I would never do that. I would never do that.
Well, you won't have the opportunity, but I'm saying for guys like me and Michael Strahan, we got people knocking on the
please
door.
Please, take him, please.
There she goes.
All right, so the other feud that I think was even probably a bigger mess was Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, and Kanye West.
Ooh, who wants to talk about that?
It's probably never going to go away. Now, Kanye released a song, Famous, with the line, this was the line, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. Okay, so now Kanye was referring to when he stole the microphone from Taylor Swift when she was winning her award. That was back in 2009, MTV Music Awards.
That was 10 years ago already?
Yep. Kanye said Taylor approved the line in the song, but Taylor said the song was not played for her. She never approved that and is calling Kanye West a liar. That's when Kim, wifey, she jumped in and she went to Snapchat and shared a secretly recorded video of Kanye on the phone with Taylor Swift, where it seems that Taylor was agreeing that that was fine for him to use that line. Taylor responded on Twitter saying she was being falsely painted as a liar and that she wanted to be excluded from this narrative.
All right, so we have a judge here. Judge Lynn, is that legal? Can we do
that? It depends on what state you're in. You have one-party states where all you got to have is one party knowing, and there's some two-party states where both parties have to know.
One party knowing should not be right.
I want to go to a three-party state.
When you're not the government, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I'm not in that circle where, you know, Kanye West is ever going to call me on the phone, but even if you're Taylor Swift and Kanye calls you on the phone after that thing that happened in 2009, says, I'm going to put a line in my song. She's like, yeah, whatever. You do whatever you need to do, Kanye. Sure, it's Kanye. I mean, I wouldn't expect it to actually be Kanye. She might have been saying, go ahead and put that line in. Yeah, call me a bitch. Say we'll have sex. I don't care. Click.
Click.
I never know what Frank is talking about.
That's okay. Okay, there are also a couple of big winners in 2016. Now, Leonardo DiCaprio was becoming the Susan Lucci of the Oscars.
Okay.
He had been nominated 4 times without winning, but he finally took home the Best Actor Oscar for The Revenant.
That movie was insane. So
that was an amazing movie, and he totally deserved it. That bear scene alone. I mean, the bear's not supporting actor.
It was a good movie.
He slept in the horse, right? Or what was it? The horse? A buffalo? He slept overnight when it was a snow blizzard. It was a blizzard.
It was cold, too. It was very cold.
I know. But that was an amazing scene.
It was.
Would you sleep in a blizzard?
To save my life? Absolutely.
Yep.
I'd sleep inside a human. I don't care. Right. We got to get this done.
I've done that a couple times.
All right. There was another big winner of 2016, and she is the one and only Queen Bee herself, Beyonce, when she surprised the world. And she dropped her album Lemonade, which included the hit song Get Information.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard. What I remember about Lemonade, that's when Jay-Z had allegedly cheated on her, I think.
Right.
Yeah, and I felt bad because she didn't leave him. So she was really not presenting herself as a strong woman because she stayed with a cheater. But anyway, she won awards, so.
He straightened up. You see what I'm saying?
Now, he did straighten up.
She said, look here, not taking this no more, straighten up. And he did.
And I'm not one to gossip. You heard it here on Dish Nation.
Okay.
That Beyonce. Yeah. And Ice-T are collaborating, and our next album's going to be a secret album called Arnold Palmer.
I swear to God.
I can't with you, bro. I can't with you.
Well, up next, y'all, honey, we're going to hear Judge Lynn's ruling on some of the biggest scandals of 2016. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
2016 was a crazy year with some celebrities having run-ins with the law and some who should have. Well, since we have Judge Lynn with us today, I think it's time to have a 2016 Dish Court.
Ooh.
We'll present a case and a few facts, and Judge Lynn, you'll tell me if the sentence was fair or not, and if not, how would you have handled it if they were in your courtroom? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. First case, ready. Y'all, the biggest lie of the year. 12-time Olympic gold medalist Ryan Lochte and some of his teammates lied about being robbed at gunpoint in Rio. This turned into an international incident, and he was later charged with providing a false claim of robbery and was banned from domestic and international swim team competitions for 10 months. Now, what would you have done, Judge Lynn?
I would have banned him maybe for a little longer than 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have an athlete, when you ban something to 10 months, you don't, they don't, their career span is so short anyway. So 10, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, so you're taking out some of his best years, which should have been done, because it was an embarrassment to the country.
Yeah,
it was a complete lie. And he has a history of acting up. He enjoys the drinking life. Mm-hmm. He talks about he enjoyed the drinking life. He got to pay.
I'm just trying to find out, Judge, why does he want to drink like a fish instead of just being a fish? The man can swim.
After he was banned, he came back and he won. I think he's young in the mind.
Mm. All right, y'all, second case, leaked tapes. This was the leaked tape heard around the world, a 2005 video of Donald Trump that was released in 2016 that captured the Republican nominee for president and Billy Bush partaking in what Trump later called locker room talk, where Trump was talking about his relationships with women, where his now infamous line, grab them by the came from.
There wasn't any legal punishment for this.
So how would you have ruled in this case, Judge Lynn?
Billy Bush should not have lost his job. He was just in the room. He wasn't lead. He wasn't in charge. He was just laughing like this fool said something ridiculous.
Right.
I'm not going to fight him. Uh-oh.
Ding, 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 Judge. You know Billy got a new job now.
Oh, I know. And is it a better job?
Yes, it's a better job.
If it's a better job,
he's got
a better job doing TV again, honey. So,
but you can't fire the guy that was just there. Trump was the one that said it. You cannot treat women like objects
ever.
And then ever.
It worked for his ass, didn't it?
Nah, he's the president, and God knows what he's grabbing in the White House.
What's he grabbing them by?
Lord have mercy.
He ain't grabbing Melania, because she's always somewhere.
She sure is. He can barely grab her hand.
She slaps his hand.
Yes.
She is not having it.
My God. Okay, let's move on to case number three, guys. Okay, it was a bad, bad, bad divorce. Mary J. Blige filed for divorce from her husband, Kendu, after 12 years of marriage. Mary said that there was no more respect, honey, to be made after she had sung down to the floor and he had spent over $420,000 of her money on travel charges on a lady he was having an affair with. Get into it, a foul face first. I can't stand it. I tell you. Okay, then in court system, they said, okay, Mary, for spousal support, you're going to have to give him $30,000 a month for temporary spousal support. Judge, what do you make of this?
It's consistent with the law, but in the land of Lynn and the county of Tola, that never would have happened.
Amen.
The law would
be
if you step out on your man or your woman, you don't get any of their money to do it with.
Period.
She should not have to support it. But the law is like, you know, well, we don't care who did what, you ought to split it. But I'm like, nah, if it was me in the land of Lynn, it would be the law is you step out alone.
What do you make, Judge, about him saying now he can't get work? He's been, you know, blackballed.
He can't take care of his parents and all the things that he was taking care of.
He should have thought of that. when he would run around with that other chick.
Amen to that.
Love and money should be kept in separate rooms.
They sure should be, honey.
You believe in the prenups then, don't you, Judge?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Honey, coming up, baby, the 2016 trend that made you stay still, literally, and all that plus more when you come back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo! Yes. All right. 2016 was iconic for
Smashing Alerts.
Yes, it was a really good year. Everybody was hooking up.
What?
In November, Kensington Palace confirmed that Prince Harry was dating Gary's cousin.
What?
The future Duchess of Sussex.
Duchess of Sussex?
I try to say it like him, and then I screw it up.
Duchess of Sussex?
The future Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. The couple went public with their relationship so that Harry could speak on behalf of Meghan due to tons of negativity and harassment she received from the British press.
Nice.
And moving on from royal to ratchet, Kim Kardashian,
what?
Her friend, Blac Chyna, okay, started banging
her little brother.
Rob Kardashian.
Rob. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That odd couple
Rob
got
can finally put down the socks for once.
Seriously. And he owns a sock company.
I
so it's
know.
Perfect.
He might as well use them. Nobody else is buying them.
Nope.
Now, the couple got engaged after 3 months of dating. Mm. That's a really smart idea. And then Chyna announced that she was pregnant a month later.
Oh, even smarter.
Everything seemed to be going well. The couple welcomed their baby girl, Dream Renee, in November. But then things turned into a nightmare shortly thereafter that.
Did it last a year?
No, Chyna left.
So they dated 3 months, had a baby. Well, 9 months for the baby, so I guess that would be a year.
She left a month later in December.
Yeah.
The baby was born in November, and she was like, bye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you do. And, of course, we can't forget Taylor Swift's rebound hookup with Tom Hiddleston, who's 10 years older than her.
Whoa.
This is after her breakup with DJ Calvin Harris.
Damn.
Also, Rihanna made Drake's dream come true.
Ooh.
When the two had a little fling going on for a minute. But Rihanna wasn't really feeling the relationship, so the two decided to date other people. I mean, can you imagine? You have Rihanna.
You've lost her.
Drake.
Oh.
Drake.
I would take three Viagras if I had an opportunity to be with Rihanna.
I don't think any woman's looking for that. I don't think any woman's looking for that.
Even if it did last for 4 hours, I'm not calling anybody.
All right, guys. Well, keeping a mate wasn't the only challenge celebrities had in 2016. The mannequin challenge took Hollywood by storm, Frank.
Right.
Yeah. Just to, like, refresh your guys' memories, this is when people would stand still with Ray Sremer's Black Beatles playing in the background, and you just stand still like a mannequin. And that was the mannequin challenge. And it went viral. I even did one. We should play that video, too, because it was amazing. And everyone did the challenge, from Paul McCartney, Hillary and Bill Clinton, Bon Jovi, to even Blac Chyna. Imitating labor pains right before she gave birth to Dream with Chris Jenner and Rob Kardashian and Tokyo Toni by her side. Even Adele did it, Destiny's Child. The list goes on. What's your favorite? You guys, really? The mannequin challenge right here, right now? During my segment. Of course, it'd be happen during one of my segments. Yeah, you guys, this is it. This is Heidi and Frank, huh? All right, so thanks, you guys. We'll see you next week on Dish Nation. Frozen? Y'all are frozen? Okay, I'm gonna read Frank's tease, okay? All right, coming up, our friends in Atlanta are going to revisit the craziest divorces of 2016. You're not going to want to miss it right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms, at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody!
Woo!
Now, earlier we discussed a few explosive breakups of 2016, but we have one more for the judge that we need to mention. It was one of the biggest in 2016 for sure, and it's one that we still keep dishing about to this day.
Ooh,
Gary,
man.
Khloe Kardashian, and your boy Gary, Lamar Odom. And married Lamar in 30 days, first filed for divorce in 2013, but called it off after Lamar Odom nearly died from an overdose at a brothel in Vegas in 2015. And Khloe, being the loving wife at the time, nursed him back to health. However, shortly after Odom was well and she thought they were going to reconcile, he got caught up in another cheating scandal and Khloe refiled for divorce, which was finalized in December of 2016.
Aww. So what do y'all think about this?
I mean, 30 days.
Right.
Can I just
start
say
there.
That again? 30 days.
Start there.
One more time.
30 days.
Yeah, that's
You know
so
what
long.
I mean? It just...
Let me just say this. Listen, in any job you go to, you have a 90-day probationary period.
There you go.
You go down to the McDonald's, the Burger King, the Dairy Queen, wherever you want to go. It is a 90-day probation. You cannot get to know a person in 30 days.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot. Yeah. That's why you ain't got nobody right now, Gary.
Because, you know.
Ever since we've been doing this show, you ain't had nobody,
but
Gary.
But let me tell you something. But it's a whole total different thing, because I am very, very
unhappy.
Particular with what I like and want. So you need to have 31 days. So,
31?
31 days.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.